Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. Can't complain.
Have you heard from Ed and his doctor's appointment Friday?
Heard from him. I was going to text him here when I got to work.
Thursday morning, they didn't know if they were going to put that pacemaker in or just a doctor's visit.
If it was just a doctor's visit or if it was going to be the real thing. I know he was debating about it because, you know, usually they don't want you moving your arm and that, and I don't know how that's going to work with his paper route.
He'd be out of work for about 8 weeks.
Much, man. I cut the grass on Saturday. Mama had to work on Sunday, so I just laid around, didn't do much of anything.
Sounds like a plan sometimes.
Sunday once in a while. You were supposed to have a busy one, wasn't you?
Saturday was busy. Sunday wasn't. But everything went good. I done my business meeting Saturday morning. And I went and got my grandfather and took and spent some time with him. And then everybody set up the surprise party for him. And I brought him back. He had no idea about it. So it was a good day.
What age did he turn?
He's 84 now. So he's getting up there. I got this stinking sinus infection that's killing me.
It's not going to be good. I've been sneezing a lot, but other than that, that's about it.
It is about this time of year, but the going up and down the mountain, it just sets my sinuses off.
Something blooming, or I would say hay, but there's really not any real hay fields up there in the mountains.
Oh, there's a bunch of hay fields right around where I live.
For me.
Tested for it. I just know around this time of year, every year, my sinuses start bothering me. It seems to be worse now that I've started going up and down the mountain, though. I'll get where I'm doing pretty good down there during the day, and then when I come back up here, it's just instant pressure.
Dry heat ain't really helping us any.
Some dry days now to get rid of some of this water that we got, especially up here.
To have a chance tomorrow. It ain't no chance today. It's just supposed to be seriously hot. Feel like the triple digits this afternoon. Went down to the gate. Sorry we couldn't talk longer. But it was good to hear you this morning. That first person I've heard in 2 days in the morning. But you have an awesome day and stay cool. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
Have a good day. And sorry I missed you yesterday. My sinus was just bothering me so bad. I got a slow start. So, you have a good day. 732 units, KO4, HK, and I'll be clear.
4CEF mobile.
Group, KO4, HK, here.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, other than my sinuses. How about yourself?
Four out. Day number 8 of work. I'm ready to sleep in, but I got a couple more days.
It's a long one now, ain't you?
I snoozed a few more times this morning, and I'm just now on my way to work. I'll be right back.
Don't feel bad. Miss Ken, he and I just finished talking.
It's the wife calling. Got my coffee.
It'll be a fun day.
173 KN4 TFW.
Sorry I missed you.
KN4 CEF.
Let's turn around and go back.
Got it, but I'm already a couple miles away, so I just told her to pour it out. Try again tomorrow.
This week, and then you get a day off, right?
I'll go ahead and take Friday off, so I'll be off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We were going to go camping, but dang, I think it's going to be in the high 90s this weekend.
Starting the air conditioning.
I'd end up doing the same. I was hoping it dropped down. I was hoping it'd be around, you know, 80s, mid-80s. That wouldn't be too bad in the shade. But, 90s, I don't know.
It's awful bad as long as you got someplace you can get in out of it, but it's still not fun. And when you go camping, you want to stay outside as much as possible.
It's going to be in the tent, so not a whole lot of places to get away from the heat if you decided it was a little bit warmer.
At one time, when my son was younger, we went camping on the 4th of July down there. Never again in a tent.
I think it was Cade's Cove years and years back. It was, there wasn't any leaves on the trees yet, so there was no shade. And it was warm during the day. We finally had to get out and go shopping at Walmart or something just to be able to get out of the heat.
You had to get somewhere to get out of the heat. It was just so hot you couldn't stand it. And with a young child, I don't think Michael, my son, he wasn't 2 years old. So he was having no fun.
Shoot, I was hoping to get to go to fishing this weekend, but it's going to be hot. It might not be biting anyway, so I guess we'll either camp out in the house or do something.
In the house and act like you got no power and enjoy the experience.
We like doing that. We've actually put one of my small tents up in the living room before and slept in it, but I don't know that we're going to do that this time. Well, I might go get a pallet or something. We might sleep in the living room.
Up here close to the black hole, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You have a safe trip the rest of the way in, and I'll keep an ear out for you in the morning. 10-4-8-6, and I'll be clear on your phone.
I'm glad I got to talk to you this morning. You be safe on the road, and hopefully we'll catch you another morning. KO4-CEF, and I'll be clear.